Backseat Box Office, episode number 18 for the weekend of January 21st through the 23rd, 2011.
Hey, this is Tony.
This is Andrew.
This is Jonathan.
And we are the Backseat Producers.
Back together again.
The three amigos.
Nothing can stop us now.
All right. So, how was your adventure, sir? In the wilds of Texas.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Wink. If that's where you really were.
Well, I have to say that on the show last week, the show notes mentioned that I was going to warmer climes. We left town on Saturday, just before like the third snowstorm of this season hit Denver. So first of all, the Front Range doesn't get a lot of snow. Just so you know, want to clear up a misconception.
I did not know that.
Yeah, the mountains, lots of snow. Where I am, we just got like an inch today. They won't be canceling school tomorrow.
Yeah, whereas Holden school has already been canceled. I just got the call, what, about a half an hour ago? Yeah.
So then also around midnight of the night that we got there, Saturday night, there was a murder at the adult video store in the little town where my mother-in-law lives outside of. So that kind of it would have made a great like story, detective story. Fly into town and then there's a funky ass murder, because like it was sort of a robbery but not really. The guy knew where all the security cameras were and gave her time to call her manager, and that was weird. So that kind of that little underplot was right there through the entire trip. Then on Sunday, they had like 4 inches of snow, which they've gotten snow once last year and once this year, and this is the first two times in decades, apparently. So apparently we brought all the snow from the mountains with us in Texas. So it wasn't very warm down there.
So what you're saying is you brought murder and snow with you.
I know. And we're come down from the big city. I mean, look at what havoc I wrought.
So were there pitchforks coming after you? Torches?
Chasing you out of town?
No, I didn't. Well, I mean, you got to remember, they're not that quick, so they may only be making the connection right about now. But I feel comfortable. I have a story to tell. I'll try to keep it brief. This was relayed to me by one of my mother-in-law's friends. Well, I guess technically sister-in-law of my mother-in-law. Whatever, not related to me, but from East Texas. She was working on she was doing a garage sale. They were having a family garage sale just out on the side of the road one day, when she tells me that a car drove by and honked at them at the group there as it drove by. And my mother-in-law's sister-in-law turns and asks, well, who the hell was that of the person that was of one of the girls that was working there with them? She says, well, that was my dad. He's coming home from work to poop.
Wow.
Better. Work is outside of this little town. Home is outside this little town. Work is half an hour away.
So he's making like an hour and a half.
He took an hour trip to poop. And I'm quoting to
That's
poop.
That's a man who's attached to his territory right
Better.
There.
5 minutes after the guy drives by, the mother of the girl who the woman turned to says, gets a phone call and has to leave. And she asks again, well, what was that about? And she said, well, my mom has to go get my dad a book to read while he's pooping.
Oh. Well, he's not illiterate.
It was interesting.
Wow. So, going along with the Texas vibe here, I just got to ask you a question. You weren't here to ask last week. True Grit, you picked it number one. Could you give me an explanation?
Well, here's the thing, and I think I've pretty much figured this out. When I was as I was giving my top five list, I was thinking in the back of my head, that was not the top five list I actually intended to give. That's why at the end of it, I was like, I'm not looking forward to next week.
Uh-huh.
Because I had realized that wasn't at all what I had predicted initially. Once I started talking, random things just started coming out of my mouth. I don't know what happened there. I'm pretty sure that it was the accent. Right now, I'm going to blame the accent because 2 weeks in a row, I've done the accent while giving my list, and it's been not good. So,
I gotta say, I mean, except for True Grit number one, you are not far off.
No, but True Grit number one was a little far off.
Yeah. And especially that double penalty for the number one.
Yeah, that hurts.
It was far off enough, is what it comes down to.
Yeah.
So I think I
might finally be able to catch up with you now.
But I still have the 100%. So.
That's true. That is
you may
true.
Catch up in points, but you got a ways to go yet.
And you also have the 0%.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
So at the box office last weekend, Green Hornet debuted at number one with $33.5 million. The Dilemma came in number two with $17.8 million. True Grit fell to third with $11 million. The King's Speech came out of nowhere from number nine. To
where the hell
four.
Did that come from?
Nowhere.
Man.
$9.1 million in a paltry 1,500 theaters.
Yeah, but we didn't even have like information that it was expanding to 1,500 theaters.
No.
That's what threw me off.
They've been pushing it hard, though. Like when we were in Vegas, it was getting really pushed hard. So,
well, and I hear it did well at the Golden Globes.
Yeah, I think it did well at the Golden Globes too. So I'm sure that
you know it was the screener video that they show, like the mini trailer that they put together for the Golden Globes when they're talking about each of the nominees for the best movie of the year or whatever. It was when I watched that I realized exactly what that movie was about. Because just hearing the title, I'm like, did he deliver some famous speech? What's the deal with this movie? I don't understand. Was there some famous speech that is so important that they're putting this whole movie around a speech? It turns out that is not what it's about.
It's actually about a speech impediment.
Yes. Yeah. I did. Whoops. I did that. I got so flustered.
Emphatic, yes.
Getting worked up over there,
man. Yeah. I was giving the benefit of the doubt that's not where they were going with it.
Well, and then to round out the top five, Black Swan held at number five with $8.3 million, and one other Little Fockers that I think all of us picked came at number six.
There's that big drop we've been waiting for.
Yeah, almost to the point where we can stop talking about it. But my results from last weekend, I did okay. I got 1, 2, 3, and 5 perfectly correct. My one mistake, well, you know, just like everybody else, I didn't see the King's Speech coming. I had Little Fockers at number 4, actually came at number 6. So I lost 2 points there, two spots off. So old system, 80%. New system, I got 23 points out of possible 25. Tony, how'd you do?
I did just a tad bit differently. I won't call it worse. In fact, were it not for that damnable King's Speech, I would have had 100%. Because it falling in the position it did shifted my picks down one spot each. I had the top three exactly as they appeared. Black Swan, I picked at number four. Little Fockers at number five. They shifted one down each because of the King's Speech. So I lost 1 point for each of them, giving me 23 of 25. But I had a 60% because neither of my last two actually fell in fourth or fifth place. So, damn, King's
one spot
Speech.
Off. Spot off. You know, I wish if I ever had a lot of free time, I'm going to go back and go through our episodes and make a loop of all of us blaming movies.
be the end of the year showcase. That damn Black Swan. God damn that King's Speech.
King's Speech. Oh, if it weren't for burlesque, I'd have 100%.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Jonathan, how'd you do, big guy?
Oh, do we really have to talk about it?
Yeah, I think we do.
Well, I picked... Apparently, I picked True Grit at number one.
Apparently.
Didn't work out.
We have audio.
Apparently, I picked Grit. Yeah, but all of that's a little fuzzy. I'm not sure I really remember. I think it's all the oxygen down... The redneck molecules in the air, maybe. At number two, I have Green Hornet. Number three, The Dilemma. Number four, Little Fockers. And the only one I actually got right was Black Swan at number five, which, if I did the math right, means I got a 17.
You are correct. Mm.
So, yeah, not good.
Yeah, I haven't done any of the...
That's a rough week.
Yeah, I haven't done any of the averaging of points yet across these 3 weeks, but I think that brings you and I closer in line for first. I'm not really sure.
Well, I would imagine that hurts me quite a bit.
Yeah.
I only got 18 last week, so.
That's true. That 25 really helped you, though.
True. But, I mean, you had a 24 last week and then a 23 this week. That's.
Yeah, but he had 18. He had a 19 one week, didn't you, Tony, the first week?
Yeah, I had a 19, a 17. Yeah, it was sub 20. I don't remember exactly what the total was.
Off yeah, but you're, it was, you're still very much ahead of me. So my yeah. 25 helped, but it didn't help that much.
Hey, so, you know,
I guess that means I'm toward the top then. If not number one.
I'll give you that.
All right.
Well, I'm just going to figure this out right now.
Uh-oh.
Enough of this boasting without evidence. I want evidence.
Oh, goodness.
The averages, looking back over the past 3 weeks, Tony's at the lead with 22 points. I'm in second with 21, and Jonathan is trailing the pack with 20.
Tell you what, those redneck predictions just shot me in the foot.
I blame Texas.
I'm okay with that.
Texas is easy to blame. It's big enough to take all of the blame.
Yeah,
we can handle it.
I'm from Colorado. I mess with Texas all the time.
Well, we have a slim pickings this week for new movies.
Yeah, we've got No Strings Attached is the big new release. A comedy featuring, isn't it Ashton Kutcher and Natalie Portman?
Natalie Portman.
Yep.
Directed by Ivan Reitman. Kevin Kline's in there, too.
Cary Elwes.
Yeah, yeah.
Mindy Kaling, is it? Isn't that the chick from The Office?
Which, you mean the receptionist?
No, it's, I can't think of her name. The crazy one that...
Angela, the one with the cats?
No. The one who is like... In that stalker relationship with Ryan.
Oh, yes. I know who you're talking about.
I believe that's her.
Okay.
Anyway.
So, Tony, what's this new movie all about?
You know what? I don't know, and I am not looking at the right site to give you a description of it.
I can give you a vague description because I've seen several commercials for it.
Give us the commercial version of the story, and then I will look up Rotten Tomatoes while you're doing that and tell you what the marketing department says it's about.
So what I got from the commercials is that and the trailers that I've seen is that Ashton Kutcher and I believe Natalie Portman are best friends. And then at some point they decide that, well, we can be best friends with benefits, and that'll work out just fine. That's where the no strings attached comes from, sex and friendship with no strings attached. And then apparently it's a wacky madcap comedy about, you know, how you can't actually have sex with your best friend without, you know, things developing. So
what? This sounds like a foolproof plan to have. What could go wrong?
It sounds very reminiscent of Zach and Mary.
You know,
based on that description.
I think that what's going to happen is that they are both going to have feelings for each other and that kind of thing. I could be wrong. I don't know. Going off a commercial here. What I think would be a cool story is if, and a cool reversal of your typical tropes, is that if Ashton Kutcher starts to have feelings for her, but she keeps the, like, no, we're just buddies.
Yeah.
I think that would be a fun story. I doubt that Hollywood's going to tell that kind of story, though. So.
Well, it's, you know what? It is a rated R comedy, and Natalie Portman is a producer or executive producer on it, and it's got a female writer. So maybe. I mean, it just might go that way. And if it does, I'd be a whole lot more down for that than if it was the other way around.
Yeah,
I always like the gender reversal and that kind of thing, especially if it's well done. All right, so. The marketing version of this is, in this comedy, Emma, Natalie Portman, and Adam, Ashton Kutcher, are lifelong friends who almost ruin everything by having sex one morning. Why they had to do it in the morning? Interesting. In order to protect their friendship, they make a pact to keep their relationship, quote-unquote, no strings attached. No strings means no jealousy, no expectations, no fighting, no flowers, no baby voices. It means they can do whatever they want, whenever they want, in whatever public place they want, so long as they don't fall in love. The questions become, can you have sex without love getting in the way? And can their friendship survive? So it's a mystery thriller, is what I'm reading out of this.
Yeah, this sounds like some hardcore drama mystery. I don't think there's any comedy here.
What's interesting is the genre is television romance comedy.
Huh?
I don't know. On Rotten Tomatoes, the genre is listed as television, romance, comedy.
Weird.
Yeah.
It's like someone clicked the wrong box.
I would agree.
It's opening in 2,800 theaters, I believe.
I believe that is correct, yes.
Interesting. And that's it. I mean, as far as we know, there's no other big expansions coming out. No new films opening wide. That's
Watch, it. The King's Speech is going to get another 1,000 theaters, and we're going to get destroyed.
Well, not if you pick King's Speech high. You should do that.
Another thing of note, excuse me. Now, there are only 11 reviews, so there's no consensus yet. But it's getting 55 on the tomato meter. 93% of the people want to see it out of 540 who have answered the poll yes or no. So there's really no consensus yet. I would say that is way too early to make any kind of judgment based on that. So what's really nice about this, though, is since, Andrew, you claimed victory because of your 80%, guess who gets to go first?
This guy. Right here.
And since you were the one that I know actually wrote something down, we can just glom off of and modify your choices to make ours.
I have my list already.
I don't.
It's not written down.
I don't even have a list, so I'm going to be playing it. I'm just going to be winging it completely.
Nice.
Okay, so here's my list. This is what I think is going to happen this weekend. I'm saying the Green Hornet stays at number one. I'm going to say No Strings Attached opens at number two. At number three, The Dilemma. Number four, I'm going to say The King's Speech holds steady at number four. And then at number five, I'm going to say True Grit.
Okay. I guess I'm next.
That's all I got, man.
I guess I'm next. All right, so, yeah, I'm gonna go number one Green Hornet as well. I think it's going to maintain the number one spot. I think it's going to be close. I do think it's going to be pretty close between that and No Strings Attached at number two. The Dilemma is going to be number three. Number four, I think I'm going to agree with you and say that number four... Did you say number four was King's Speech? Because that's where I'm going to go.
I did.
But I'm going to say that Black Swan is going to be number five. I have a feeling that it's maintaining the interest level enough, and it's still kind of maintaining its position where True Grit is starting to drop. Yeah, I'm gonna go with Black Swan at number five.
So, do you think? How much do you think No Strings Attached is going to bring in this weekend?
I don't know.
Close to the Green Hornet.
Well, yeah, because I don't think the Green Hornet's gonna. I think the Green Hornet's gonna drop at least 50%. At least
50%.
I think it's at least 50%.
Wow, that's harsh.
Yeah, but I think that the novelty curiosity factor of it isn't going to maintain that long. And I think it's you know, along the lines of the Jackass movie, where, you know, the hardcore people who are really, really interested in seeing it, and there's been kind of a drought lately of movies to go see, that, you know, they rushed out and saw it, and now there's not going to be really anything there for them. Plus, we've been without a good hard R-rated comedy for a little while. And I think No Strings Attached could draw people in on that.
So. Interesting.
Well, now, what was...
Just my speculatizing.
I got to say, Green Hornet, I think, did better than most people thought did its opening weekend.
It did better than I thought it would.
And that brings us to Hoss.
Yeah, that brings me to figuring out which one of you... I'm going to copy my list off of, because...
Well, the first four on both our list are exactly the same.
Well, see, as you were reading your list, you read my list, Andrew. because I think it does come down
to... What's right is right.
I think it does come down to whether or not Black Swan or True Grit is going to be number five. And my take was that it was going to be True Grit. But... Black Swan very well could hold. I think that dropping, what, $3 million, which is 40%, right about 35, that seems a little rough, but I don't know. I mean, Well, I think just for posterity's sake, I will read off my list and make you all wait to see who I copy. I will say that Green Hornet is going to hold a lot more audience than you think it is, Tony. I think that...
But either way, it's still number one, so what difference does it?
I know, I'm just saying. Because when we're talking about lists that look exactly the same, you have to latch on to something that says, I'm better than you.
He's got a good point.
You're just being a jerk.
When all four of our top fours are either correct or wrong, then we can look at it and say, well, it didn't drop 50% or it did, so my top four being right or wrong is better than your top four being right.
So that's how we'll gauge it next week.
Yeah, I gotta agree with Jonathan on this one.
I just can't. I mean, 50% or more, it's
action a harsh
movie.
Jump.
It's the only
it's
thing
a
it's
harsh
got.
Jump, but that's my take on it.
Well, and that's fine. I mean, that's my take on it too. Is that there's not really anything quite like it in the theater at the moment.
Well, you take your take, and I'll take my take. Then fine.
Hey, so you know what? You guys
don't make me take my take. Go home.
I saw two reviews of this movie. I know two people went to see it who gave me the quick review. One person hated it. One person loved it.
And those are usually the movies that you have people going out to really see, because they're like, well, which one am I going to be? So I don't know. Anyway, moving on. Blah, 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 blah.
Go ahead.
Number two, The Dilemma. No, not The Dilemma. I'm reading the list from last week, not this.
No, keep going.
No, shut up. Number two, No Strings Attached.
You know, I lost track of what you said. Can you go from one to five again and just a quick summary? Because I have no idea what you picked.
If you'd like. All right. So, number one, Green Hornet. Number two, whatever that movie is that's coming out, because I don't have it on my screen.
No Strings Attached.
No Strings Attached. Number 3, The Dilemma. Number 4, King's Speech. And number 5, I'm going to regret picking True Grit over Black Swan, I think. But True Grit.
That's 2 weeks in a row.
He sides with me.
2 weeks in a row, True Grit is going to bite you in the ass.
Probably. I swear to God, last week I did not intend to put True Grit number 1.
We
I really didn't.
That.
I do know
wondered
why
about
I did
that. It's like, what is he thinking?
I absolutely like. I think I had intended.
Did he read
the
his
Green
list
Hornet.
Backwards? Or?
I had intended the Green Hornet and then True Grit. I thought True Grit could hold number 2, but because I didn't think the Dilemma was going to pull that much, but. I did not mean it for number 1. That was not my plan at all. It was just, I got going and like, I didn't have a script. I was reading. I had to call you from the car. I called in from the car. And so I'm like, I had nothing to go off. I didn't have my phone. I had no internet. And I'm just like, and here's what I think I remember from the week. There you go.
We thought maybe someone down there had a gun on you.
Oh, that's a possibility. That's a strong possibility, but I'm not allowed to say so.
You agreed as part of him letting you go unharmed that you wouldn't say anything about it.
It was I don't know what happened with my I started talking and what I intended was not what actually came out of my mouth. So I'm blaming the accent for that.
That's okay.
It's work to keep that going, you know?
Yeah. No, every time every time you say the little Fockers in that accent, I lose my shit.
That's true. He giggled the whole time.
Every time he's like, yeah, them little Fockers, I'm just like, ah! I guess that's the show. Well, awkward pause. The show is over.
The show is over.
Closing thoughts.
I just can't wait for that Justin Bieber movie to come out to completely fuck up everything we do.
Oh God!
It's gonna be number 1. There's no messing around with it, man. It's
really there's a Justin Bieber movie coming out.
Yep, in just a couple weeks.
Tony's in the fan club. He knows about these things.
I do.
Oh, you're kidding! This kid does not need a document. He's got an autobiography in Borders. I saw it in the airport yesterday. Yeah. He's like 10.
No, he's 16. Yeah,
what does he have an autobiography?
He's 16, Jonathan.
I don't care. He doesn't even have a fucking driver's license yet, and he has an autobiography. What the hell?
You see, but the documentary is based on his autobiography.
Oh, you're kidding me.
It's gonna be another burlesque situation, Jonathan.
He's dating an 18-year-old, so kudos for him. He's not the one that's going to, you know what? He's not going to be the one getting arrested in that relationship. He's not the sex offender in the 16-year-old, 18-year-old relationship. So, bonus points for him.
Jonathan, closing thoughts.
Justin Bieber.
My closing thought is, Andrew, good luck editing.
Thanks, guys. Okay. And hey, if you can't be good, be safe.
That's true. All right, so and anyone who needs a quick Audacity lesson for this week, highlight, effect, reverse. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Hey, and I think after I'm done editing this episode, probably going to be about 18 minutes long. These are our scores. This is coming out. Here's our picks. Bye.
You should just release that.
All right. Well, I'll see you guys next week.
All right. See ya.
See ya. You said a lot of things that were wildly wrong, and
I was right about your WoW addiction. I mean, you weren't in rehab for it, but I was right about the addiction.
I might have skipped class today and spent most of it playing WoW.